AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Deliberations have started in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
All right, members of the jury, it is for you to determine whether the defendant is guilty or not guilty of each of the offenses charged. You must make a finding as to each count in the information. Each count charges a separate crime, and you must consider each one separately.
Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people on the streets of Kenosha last summer during a night of protest. Prosecutors say Rittenhouse was a wannabe soldier who provoked a confrontation, while the defense says he feared for his life and acted in self-defense after being ambushed by a crazy person. Jurors in Georgia today saw autopsy photos of Ahmaud Arbery. Three white men are on trial accused of killing the black man. Medical examiner Dr. Edmund Donahue told the jury,
"The shot to the center of the chest and the grazing gunshot wound to the wrist occurred at the same time, meaning that the hand was in front of the chest and was struck first, and then it entered the body."
Donahue says there was nothing that could have been done to save Arbery's life. President Biden is in New Hampshire to tout the infrastructure bill he just signed. The president is also lobbying for his bigger Build Back Better plan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is hoping for more bipartisanship.
"Americans got to see one shining example of what can happen when elected officials do look out for them. Build Back Better is another opportunity to do the same, and we will not let up until we pass Build Back Better."
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says crowds will once again fill Times Square this New Year's Eve. Proof of vaccination will be required to watch the ball drop in person. The mother of an 11-year-old girl who was the sole survivor of a plane crash on Michigan's Beaver Island that killed her father and three others says she believes her husband protected her from more serious injuries by holding her tightly as the plane went down. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Russia is being accused by the U.S. of destroying an old satellite with a missile, what the U.S. calls a reckless and irresponsible strike.
Russia's defense ministry has now confirmed carrying out a test and destroying a defunct satellite that's been in orbit since 1982, but insists the U.S. knows for certain that the resulting fragments, in terms of test times and orbital parameters, did not and will not pose a threat to orbital stations, spacecraft and space activities. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has charged that it's hypocrisy to say that Russia creates risks for peaceful activities in space. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Police in Sweden say they've arrested two adults on suspicion of murder after two children fell from a great height and one of them died. The Expressen tabloid reports the father stabbed the children before throwing them out of the window of their apartment. Ed Donahue, AP News.